This is continuing coverage in the trial of Alex Murdaugh from True Crime Today.
Welcome back to our continuing coverage. I'm Tony Bruschi. During the trial, Prosecutor Creighton Waters asked Alex Murdaugh for more details about his addiction to opiates. The disgraced lawyer testified that the number of pills he took each day varied, anywhere from the dosage of 1,000 milligrams to 2,000. I had a pocket full of pills, Murdaugh said, claiming that he had the substance on him while talking to police, even on June 8th of 2021, shortly after his wife and son were murdered. Let's go to the courtroom to hear that.
You've already testified, as have other people, that you were still able to function as a lawyer over the years despite the pills that you were using. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
And you were able, of course, during this period of time, to engage in these relatively complicated thefts that increased over the years that we've just talked about, despite the pill usage. Is that correct?
I was. I was.
All right. And you were also able to, during this time period, convince your staff that nothing was amiss with all of these exhibits, despite your pill usage.
I mean, most of those didn't require convincing my staff, but just so we're on the same page again, I acknowledge that I certainly allowed them to be misled. I certainly allowed them to do things that I shouldn't have done on my behalf, knowing that they trusted me.
How many pills were you using a day?
Depends on a number of items. Most importantly, how strong the pill was.
Okay. Well, let's talk about, let's say, start maybe in January of 2021 and move forward. Can you describe to the jury what your daily pill intake was like?
I think at that time, most of what I was purchasing was 30 milligram pills, instant release oxycodone. They were probably mixed in with some OxyContin, which is made of oxycodone. It's just time release. I would have been taking anywhere from 1,500 milligrams, maybe, to 1,000 milligrams or 1,200 milligrams on a day I didn't take as much or didn't have as much, up to, I mean, there are days, many days, a lot of days, most days were more than that, and many days would be, you know, 20, more than 2,000 milligrams a day.
And how many pills is that?
It depends on the strength.
Well, let's say it's the 30s that you just mentioned.
If I took 30, if I had 30 milligram pills, You figure 100 pills would be 3,000 milligrams.
Got 100?
100.
So you're taking 60 a day or something like that?
I mean, there were days where I took more than that. There were days I took less than that.
And how would you take them during the course of the day? I mean, how many are you taking at one time? How frequent in this time period, let's say January to June?
You know, there's a point in time, and I'm not sure when it was, I think it was well before that, where, and you have to understand this, this is something that I didn't, I mean, I can still remember the first time I ever took an OxyContin.
Mr. Murdaugh, can I ask you to answer my question, and I'll let you explain all you want. And my question was, how many were you taking a day during this time from January to June? Answer that first, please, and if you want to explain, I'm happy to let you do so.
I'm not positive, and here's why. Is because over the years, like as I was saying, the first OxyContin, one OxyContin made me literally made me sick. And that was when I was transitioning from hydrocodone to oxycodone. And it made me sick because it's a really, really, really strong one. And so, you know, one OxyContin pill was like 10 hydrocodone pills. So, but anyway, as I took more and more, and over the years, it just, you know, you build up a tolerance to pain pills. And so what might give me this energy, one of the reasons I became so addicted is, you know, some people talk about pain pills and how they make them lethargic and, you know, where they can't do anything and they feel. Opiates gave me energy. I mean, whatever I was doing, it made it more interesting. You know, it made me want to do it longer. You know, to go on a drive, it made driving. It just at the beginning, it made everything better. But I took so much just to keep. It got to a point where I was taking so much just to not backslide or go into withdrawals or have all those symptoms. And so it got to the point where I was taking the amounts that I came to be taking in the time period you're talking about, January to June. So it evolved over time. It wasn't like it just started then, Mr. Waters.
All right, can you just give me one example of a day during that time period?
Sure.
Did you start at 8 o'clock in the morning or whatever time you got up and take one and then one every 30 minutes? I mean, I've given you a chance to explain. So
it would totally depend. It would totally depend on any number of circumstances. So starting a day, one of the main things that this would depend on was how late the day before I had taken pills and how many I had taken. And did I take them during the night? Did I wake up during the night and take them? So, you know, let's just say that it had been a while since I took any and I slept and I woke up. All right, then I would immediately, first thing, take pills, because if it's been a while, a lot of times if you slept and hadn't taken pills, you'd wake up and you could tell the beginnings of those, I'm not going to say they were really withdrawals, but the agitation that you feel when you don't take it, and you could tell it, so you had to take it right away. And so I would start off, first thing I would do would take pills.
And that's how strong the withdrawals are for opiates, correct? That you feel that agitation until you can take another pill.
Yes, I mean, that's just agitation's the tip of the iceberg
when it comes to
withdrawals, opiate withdrawals.
I think you said in your what's been played for the jury and the telephone conversation with Special Agent Kelly that, and you talked about withdrawals, just how strong they are, how you're willing to do anything to make them stop, correct?
I think what I said is almost anything.
Almost anything. Well, describe that, please.
I mean, you're sick. I mean, you're physically, you know, you are physically sick. It's like having the flu when you ache and your joints hurt. You don't want to get up. I mean, you can't get up. And that's after a while. It starts with what you're talking about, agitation and, fidgety. Everybody talks about how fidgety I was. But it starts with that, and then it goes to, you know, you might be sitting here and just all of a sudden sweat's running down your face all over your body. I mean, like you ran a marathon. I mean, you literally sweat that much. The next thing that comes on after about, 12 hours is, I call it jumpy legs, but I mean, you literally, I mean, you There's no way that you could sit right here in this chair. I mean, you couldn't remain sitting. I mean, you would have to get up and move around. And I mean, it's like your legs don't want to work. And that lasts for about 20, anywhere from 18 to 24 hours. During that period, the intestinal issues come in, and I mean, you can't control yourself. You have, I mean, diarrhea, like you have food poisoning. You throw up. I mean, you're physically sick.
How many times did you try to self-detox?
Mr. Waters, dozens, if not hundreds. I it's so many, I can't tell you.
And those symptoms you just described are extremely powerful and made it very difficult to do that. Is that correct?
Made it difficult to?
To try to self-detox.
Oh, it's extremely hard.
You mentioned yesterday that you were paranoid. How long had that been going on?
Well, no, I didn't say that I was paranoid. What I said was, as the addiction evolved, there would be situations where you would have these paranoid thoughts.
And when did those first start?
I can't tell you when they first started, but...
I mean, how long before June of 2021?
Oh, a long time.
A week,
time.
A month, a long time?
Oh, no,
time?
No. It was, it was as my addiction got worse. I mean, it was a significant period of time. But,
how long would you have these paranoid thoughts?
Usually a matter of seconds. I mean, it was something, again, my whole life, you wouldn't see me where I didn't have pills on me. And that's where I kept them. I kept them on me because I was scared to put them somewhere for fear somebody would find them. So I kept them on me. So if you saw me, I had pills on me. I had a pocket full of pills on June the 8th. On June the 8th, when I was sitting in David Owens' patrol car. So I always had them on me, and I might be going to Edisto, and I turn on Hampton Street right out here, and a police car pulls out. Boom. I have paranoid thoughts. But I could always say, you're not doing anything wrong. He's not following you. And I could get past it in a matter of seconds.
Did anybody in your family ever see you having these severe withdrawals?
Absolutely.
And who did?
Mags, Pawpaw, Bus, my dad.
That's the latest that we have for you right here. Be sure to press subscribe so you don't miss any of Alex's testimony as it continues today in the trial of Alex Murdaugh. I'm Tony Bruschi. Stay with us.